Thank you, guys. I got the girl now.
Hey, Jesse, real quickly, I just want to give you one compliment. The favorite thing I think you have ever said of mine is, I want to settle mental emotion.
What?
I want to settle mental emotion. I think that's the favorite thing you've ever said.
All right.
All right, buddy. You take care of yourself, Jesse. Oh, there he goes. I always wanted to tell him that. But all right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Timmy Conway Jr., look
nice
at you.
Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you, my brother.
All right. It is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And in honor of the Democrats are in town about that Kodak Theater.
And, you know, I have to say something. As a Democrat, we had Hillary Clinton, the former first lady. Excuse me, I got to pull my pants up. You know, I can't find my belt, so my pants keep falling down. I'm like Dennis the Menace here.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama went one-on-one, mano-a-mano at the Kodak Theater. Nothing. Just saw Barry Manilow there at the Kodak Theater once.
Wow, that would have been you would have been like had a boner there all night.
It was very harmonious.
The Democrats, you got Barry Manilow.
Would have been great. Very harmonious. I thought it was a great debate. I mean, unlike these Republicans screaming back and forth, calling each other names and accusing each other of dirty tricks.
That's what people want to see.
I know. So I watch it and I thought, let me turn this off. It's too boring.
It's dull as hell. That debate could have happened a year ago.
Yeah. I think both of them have the strategy now. Let's out nice the other guy or the other chick
dull.
So we can, get votes.
All right. Here's what we're doing tonight. We play a clip of Jesse Jackson. And if you get it right, you're going to the prize booth.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the prize booth tonight, you got two choices: trade on DVD.
Oh,
get your copy of the now from Lionsgate Entertainment. Kevin Klein stars in a thrilling story of courage and devastating expose.
Whoa.
Of the globalized sex trafficking industry.
Hey.
Trade on DVD.
Yeah, man.
You can get the DVD from the program today.
How many of those, Tim, do we have?
Four
of
those.
Is there an extra one, perhaps, laying around the prize closet?
No. And then a four-pack of tickets to the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show. People love traveling. And that goes on February 9th and 10th. Go to latimes.com/travel show for all your details.
Oh. Let me hear your scream.
Your D's tales.
Oh, you know it all, the D's tales for the L.A. Travel Show. And everybody loves the L.A. Travel Show. If you want to play right now, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Ellen Kay is going to run down the entire forecast. And by the way, it looks like a great week. High of 89 degrees, 67 in Hollywood right now. Rick Astley at KISS FM.
I like that, dude. I get a kick out of that every time.
Do you think I could go back? Seriously, somebody said to me yesterday here at the station that I could go back to, I mean, you know, I could go back to doing that. You know where I'd do that? You know where I'd do that morning DJ thing, talking up the music?
No idea.
I'd do it in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and then have all day, you know, to screw around in Vegas.
Waste all your money you made in the morning.
Exactly.
Right. All right, here are the clips you're going to hear this evening, folks, and they've been promised to both of us that they're beauties.
Right, that's right.
All right, here we go.
Let me hasten to say today, giving out some Walmart certificates. Tax stimulus helped the economy. An humble man, if you don't finish high school, you start looking for people. Glendon was killed January 31st. One of my earliest acquaintances in Chicago was Reverend the Editor Sam. Cost of education is a deterrence from education. Legacy alive. And young men, you don't say somebody went up beyond the harbor.
Wow, this is a beauty. Listen to this one.
And young men, you don't. And young men, you don't. Gifts of basketball, playing the bowl game, rooted in the philosophy of Jesus deserves.
Whoa.
And then say he that. Say, but they still have. And now hands that once chopped.
Wow.
There are some of those in there, Tim. You listen to them and you think, you know what? That might be worthy of two prizes. I know we don't do that. It's one prize per correct response. But my gosh, some of them are so challenging, you'd think two prizes would be in order.
Unbelievable. All right, here's your very first clip. Good luck, everybody.
Let me hasten to say today.
Oh, Bobo.
Let me hasten to say today.
Oh, man.
Look at Jerry.
Let me hasten to say today.
All right. Let's talk to, start with Danny in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Danny, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, little buddy.
Let me hasten to say today.
Let me hear you say Satan today.
No.
No!
Sorry.
And one must ask oneself in a Christian, you know, celebration of Christ's life, why would the minister ask the congregation to say Satan? You know what I mean? Why would Jesse Jackson, who is a Christian, ask the congregation, you know, let me hear you say Satan today?
It's a little crazy.
That'd be a little weird.
All right, here we go.
Let me hasten to say today.
Jose in Winnetka, you're up next on 97.1 Free FM.
Let me hasten to say today.
How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
What do you got?
Hey, let me hear you say something today. I don't know.
Nah, no! Sorry, dude.
Not right.
Let me hasten to say today.
It's actually, the term is misused as well.
Absolutely.
Let me hasten to say today.
Eddie on the 10 freeway, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Let me hasten to say today.
Can you not play it in reverse, though? well, I think that he's saying, give me a Haitian to stay.
Give me a Haitian to stay?
A Haitian to stay, like, and live with him?
That is incorrect, sir.
It is absolutely retarded.
And by the way, I have found that most people that house Haitian people, they don't house one Haitian person. It's a family.
A lot of Haitians?
It's a family of Haitians, yeah. That's what, in my experience. And I mean, I might be wrong, but, you know, I've seen cars of Haitians, and forget I said any of that.
No, what do you say?
What I'm saying is that usually you see a family of Haitians. Usually whenever there's a story in the news about Haitian people, it's a family of Haitians.
Like white families?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
But very rarely do you see, you know, like one Haitian. There's an exception, of course, that I can think of, and Abner Louima, the guy in New York, the Haitian dude who got shot by the cops. But, you know, Haitian families.
All right. Very good.
Because they would come over, you know, together.
Belize.
What?
I think you're digging yourself a hole. Andy and Redlands, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Let me hasten to say today.
You got anything there, dude? Andy.
Andy?
He's gone. How about Dino in Arcadia? You're on 97.1.
Hello. Let me hasten to say today.
Hello, Dino.
It's Gil.
What do you got?
It's Dino.
You didn't play it.
Play it for you one more time, because we talked over it. Here we go.
Let me hasten to say today.
Let's Asians pay to date.
No. Stephen Upland, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Let me hasten to say today.
Hey, I think he's saying, let me hasten to say today.
That's exactly right,
wow,
man.
Wow. All
right.
All right. That's exactly right.
And we were close to the point where you were going to abandon that entire clip and move on to another, weren't you, Tim?
Yeah, because it really is, it's a tough clip, because he says, let me hasten to say today.
Right.
And that's sort of,
well, you know,
it's doubling up.
And people thought hasten might have been Haitian or Asian. It sounds like a lot of other words.
But you don't need let me in front of that. It's just that I hasten to say today. Hasten is asking permission.
Right. Well, you know, again.
Let me today.
This is one of the reasons that What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say is by far the most popular radio game show on the air in all of Southern California, with your host, Tim Conway Jr.
And, you know, people 8 years old, people 88 years old are listening.
Yes, they sit around the radio. Remember the days, not that you and I do, but if you can, in your mind's eye, reflect upon the fireside chats when FDR used to sit there and people would sit around the fireplace, families, young and old, and they'd be listening and entertained by the voice of the president. This is similar to that. There's imagine a small transistor radio in a living room in Arcadia.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Never mind.
Wheeling out. I'm sorry.
It was in the middle of a goddamn sentence, Tim.
I know, but it was going on and on. I couldn't take it anymore. All right. What's the next Jesse Jackson clip? Here we go.
Giving out some Walmart certificates. Giving out some Walmart certificates.
I think what we have written in front of us is wrong.
I think you're right.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Oh, yeah. I think it's really wrong.
Because that word right there.
The first word is wrong, and then the fourth and fifth words are wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think everything but the first word.
No. Listen to the fourth and fifth words, and it's a name of a major store, a major box store.
Got it.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
You are right.
Isn't that right?
So there are three words that are wrong.
Wow.
By the way, that first...
That is a tough clip when even Randy gets three out of six words wrong.
You think... No, I ran that by like 10 different people, and that's what I came up with.
No, actually, the first word there on that cue sheet...
The first word's questionable.
Yeah.
First word is the name of the street on which I grew up.
Oh, is that right?
So I can tell you it's not that.
Wheeling? You grew up on Wheeling?
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, get crazy about it, but I grew up on Wheeling.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Excuse me?
That's pretty cool. Uh-huh. The name of the street's there. I didn't know that. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, you grew up on Wheeling. That's great. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I grew up on Pasadena Drive in Tarzana.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, where'd you grow up? What street?
On Rotella.
There you go. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Giving out some Walmart certificates. Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Stephen Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Hey.
I got no clue. How does this guy...
All right. Michael and Laverne, you're on 97.1.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Yeah, he's saying giving out some Walmart certificates.
Some what?
Moss. Like a moss.
Moss? No, wrong.
Bitches!
Mark in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Giving out some more bad show certificates.
Yes, sir!
Giving out some bad show certificates. That's pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
Richard and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Giving out some Walmart certificates.
He's saying giving out some Walmart certificates.
Some what?
Walmart certificates.
Walmart certificates. You're exactly right, dude.
Put your hand together.
Congratulations. Giving out some Walmart certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he talking about Walmart last week as well?
Yes, he can me.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to talk tonight because it seems that whenever I speak, it's just it's a hammer to my head.
He's not talking to you.
I'm just getting the anvil on the head every time.
No, you're too sensitive.
Was he giving away Walmart certificates?
No, but he's talked last week about Walmart.
He always talks about Walmart because...
He doesn't like Walmart.
No, and he's not the only activist who is like kind of anti-box stores. You know, there's a lot of dudes who are out there, you know, protesting. A lot of community members also will go out when there's a Walmart. What community recently right here in Southern California, Inglewood, right?
Yeah,
that's.
They were going to take that parking lot at Hollywood Park,
right,
and put up a Walmart and a whole little center there. It'd been nice to a shop, but now it's just filled with seagulls and bird turds. So,
well, maybe the community prefers that.
Maybe they do.
It's their community.
All right, here we go. The next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Tax stimulus helped the economy. Tax stimulus helped the economy.
All right, let's talk to Joe in Orange County. You're on 97.1.
Tax stimulus helped the economy.
Try it one more time.
Sorry, buddy. We
Son,
don't like
shut
that.
Up.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's a surefire way to get disconnected.
Yeah, because then we're doing that all night. Bobby in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1.
Tax stimulus helped the economy.
Tax stimulus helped the economy?
That's exactly right, dude.
Let me hear you scream!
All right, congratulations. Guy's a winner.
So a guitar has been added to the band. Usually,
let me hear you scream.
You got drums in there and everything.
Yeah, usually there's just the piano or the church organ, which is beautiful. But it sounds as if a full band has been brought in, and I like the sound.
That guy won either trade on DVD or the tickets to the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the band at Chuck E. Cheese. If you listen in the background, listen to that band. I mean, they got everything there.
Let me hear you scream.
And they got a little bit of everything.
That guy last night was pretty funny. The guy called us up with a joke. He said to his friend, "You want to go to Chuck E. Cheese?" He goes, "No, I hate that place." He goes, "Why?" He goes, "They always have the same band performing there."
Same band every night. And how often, you would know better than I would, taking your beautiful daughter there. Is it every 30 minutes that they come on? Or
you know, I don't know. With different Chuck E. Cheeses, there seems to be a different schedule of Chuck.
Right, okay. Oh, it's Chuck is the main dude, right?
Chuck E. Cheese, yeah. And he comes out, he talks to everybody. Or he doesn't, he just shakes hands and stuff.
Right, he does not speak.
No, but it terrorizes my daughter.
Oh, she's scared of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, I think.
Yeah, it's odd. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
You know it's Shotgun Tom in the suit.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Shotgun Tom from K-Earth. He's the guy in the Chuck E. Cheese, in the Northridge location. He's in the
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Shotgun
Tom Kelly. K-Earth 101.
Yeah. All right.
He's in the suit.
Here we go. The next clip, everybody.
An humble man. An humble man.
Wow, a real grammatical snafu there.
An humble man. An humble man.
Wow. Two words wrong there.
An humble man.
Two out of three. All right, let's talk to Ingrid in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
An humble man.
What are you saying?
What?
I know what he's saying. I'm saying hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you tonight, Ingrid?
I'm fine.
What do you think he's saying?
He's saying a humble man, but it's...
Yes.
Put your hand together like you mean that.
You're exactly right. And two out of the three words are wrong.
An humble man.
Yeah, they are.
An humble man.
An humble man.
All right, congratulations, Ingrid.
Thank you.
You got tickets to something or a DVD coming your way, so keep checking that post box.
Well, you know, it's always interesting because we were taught in school that if a word begins with a vowel, you say an, like an apple.
Right.
Or an egg, an orange. But with H, when it begins with H, there's an inclination to put an, A-N, before words that begin with H. But that is grammatically incorrect, is it not?
Well, because it's not, it doesn't, yeah.
For example, let me take you to the Ronald Reagan Library. It's an historical site. See, there's that inclination to say an historical, but really you should say it's a historical site.
Or a humble man.
A humble man.
Okay. Suck it.
Too wrong.
An humble man.
An humble man.
All right, here's your next clip. Good luck, everybody.
If you don't finish high school, if you don't finish high school, if you don't finish high school.
Is he is he Asian? Was he doing an Asian character this weekend?
If you don't finish high school.
I don't know, man. Wow.
If you don't finish high school. If you don't finish high school.
Wow. Frank in North Hills, you're on 97.1.
If you don't finish high school.
Man, I have no friggin' clue what he's...
No friggin' clue. Wow. Tim in Walnut, you're on 97.1.
If you don't finish high school.
We built in his house and...
No, wrong. Next.
Tim, little clue. The final word on this clip, totally aborted, correct?
Right. That's exactly right.
If you don't finish high school.
Mark and Reseda, you're on 97.1.
If you don't finish high school.
Oh, that is awful. How does that guy ever communicate with anybody, I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. I don't have a clue, guys.
All right. All right. Son, shut up. A little commentary, too. Marvin in L.A., you're on 97.1.
If you don't finish high school.
Marvin, he's gone. Alfred in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1.
And all the hip names, Marvin, Alfred. Think any nerds listen to this show?
Doing radio back in the 40s. All right, here we go.
If you don't finish high school.
He grew up in this house and...
No.
No!
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
If you don't finish high school.
Yeah, I think I got this. But Whitman, it's grammatically correct to use an "and" before an "h" always.
It is. Are you are you an English teacher or something?
No, but I was told that by an English person. So.
All right. Okay. So you can say "an humble." Well, that's not doesn't sound right. "An humble man" is not right.
It doesn't sound right, but that's how it's written out.
Mm. So you take an history test.
You do.
You have.
I mean, I have in the past.
Well, in this context, in fifth period, I have an history test to take. That can't be right. Sorry, caller.
Yeah.
Well, it's when I went to...
All right, Robert, who gives an F? You want to guess this clue or not?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You don't finish high school.
You don't finish high school?
Yes, congratulations. Yes. Good for you. Sit there and argue about the grammar. I left high school. I left school.
Right, we're done with this.
Don't talk about it anymore.
By the way, do you ever have dreams that you're like in school and there's a test in like 20 minutes?
Nah, I haven't had a dream about being in school since I left school.
Really?
You go to college!
And I have, I hated school. I hated every moment of it.
Right.
From effing Burmar when I went to private school for my first year, then to Our Lady of Grace for my second year, third through last in high school on LAUSD, and hated every effing moment of every effing day.
I really didn't like school too much either, but I've forgotten what I'm going to say. I had something to say to you, and I've totally forgotten.
That's all right. We'll wait.
No, I have something. There was something I was going to say to you that I have totally forgotten. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Something about school. Oh, yes. Thank you for waiting. Right. Oh, my God. got to get me out of here. The dreams. I still have dreams, whether it be college or high school, that there's a test in like 20 minutes on a book that I haven't even read the Cliff's Notes. I know nothing about it. Or like a term paper's due in an hour, and I haven't typed a page. You know? I have those dreams.
Those are terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially a guy like me who hated it. Every moment. Even when I was like into a chick in school, I hated going.
Yeah, I didn't get into chicks in school because they weren't into me, so I was...
No, they weren't into me either. I was just into them. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the latest clip. If you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize. We'll play it a couple times, come back and ask you what he's saying. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Gunman was killed January 31st. Gunman was killed January 31st.
What? 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 No!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? If you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize.
Yeah,
go
man.
Home with a little something today.
I said it, man.
Give you a little incentive to call.
Right.
Not that you need it.
Not
for
that
this
we
game.
Need it because there's a ton of people. But I will give a hint. When you hear someone hang up, that's a good time to dial 520-9710 or 888-520-9710.
Right. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the clip we left you with.
Gun that was killed January 31st. Gun that was killed January 31st.
Laurel and Chino, you're on 97.1.
Gun that was killed January 31st.
I personally believe it's Riding Field killed in...
No, baby.
No!
Wait, what did you think it was?
Riding killed in 1987.
Wow, you got everything wrong. We should give you a prize for that.
Yeah. Right. I tried, I'm only 19.
All right, that's okay, baby. All right, you know, but what can you do?
There's not even a year in the clue.
No. But are you a single woman?
I am.
You looking for an older guy who drives a Mercedes, listen to Lookalike?
Yeah.
Are you really? Are you hot?
She's 19.
This is perfect. This, honest to God, if I could put this together, if everybody could just give me 20 seconds, if I could put this together. What is your name again, sweetheart?
Laurel.
Laurel. I'm Brian. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you in high school now or college or are you working or just kind of in between?
I'm in college. And volunteer.
That sort of and queers the deal here. He likes him in high school.
No. What are you studying in college?
I'm becoming an English professor.
Oh, you go to college.
That is terrific. Are you into like older dudes? Because I'm a little bit older. But Tim is right. I do have a nice car. I mean, we could take a nice ride in the car. You'd love it.
Wow.
And I could take you nice places, like take you to a nice restaurant and stuff like that.
Pictures of you, and you are pretty hot.
Well,
come
what about
on,
you?
Come
Let's
on.
See. What are you all about? You tall?
I'm medium height, 5'5".
What do you weigh?
Okay.
What do I weigh? I weigh 125.
Really?
That's a huge bitch.
And Laurel, where did you see my photo? Sometimes people say that, and then I don't believe it for some reason. I don't
did
know.
You see it in GQ?
Stop it, Tim. Where did you see the picture of me, Laurel?
I saw you on Teen Magazine.
Yeah, see, you're lying. See, you're such a women. They all they do is F with you, and it drives me crazy. You didn't see me on Teen Magazine, so you know what? I'll take someone else for a ride in my $100,000 car.
Come on, you know you're on there.
Teen Magazine.
Jesus Christ.
Let me describe Brian to you physically, okay?
Music, please. Okay.
All right, he's about 6'2", 6'3".
Swedish.
Blonde hair, tan, built like a brick S house, man. Guy works out about 2-3 times a day.
Thank you, dude.
Very tan, also tons of money, and drives a Mercedes during the week and a Porsche on weekends. Has a black American Express card.
Which, by the way, sweetheart, you can buy anything with it.
Really?
What do you think? You in? Who do you look like? What celebrity?
I almost bought a $37,000 item.
Oh, boy. Hey, Laurel, who do you look like?
I believe I look like Hillary Duff with black hair, not the blonde
right,
hair.
Right, but you don't appreciate me.
Are you on MySpace?
I am on MySpace.
All right, hold on one second. Can we give it out over the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, really? Usually chicks say no to that.
No, they like the traffic to their MySpace.
All right, grab a pen, fellas.
I'm just going to punch it into the computer when she says it. Laurel, whenever you're ready, baby.
It's private, though. You can see a picture of me, but it's private.
All right, we just want to see the picture. That's it.
Okay, it's www.myspace.com.
Wait. W what?
www.myspace.com.
Wait, W what? W? How many W's?
Three.
All right.
.com/
Dorky, D-O-R-K-I-E.
Anything after dorky, or is that it?
The underscore, like the line under, the
got
under
it, one. Got it.
And then there's four twos, so 2222.
And here we go. We are waiting for the internet. As many guys are logging on. The connection a little bit slow here, as all of Southern California wants to check her out. Ooh, are you on the left or the right here?
I'm on the right.
You're on the right. You know what, sweetheart? You are attractive. And you have the friend there. You have like a, looks like an Asian friend.
No, she's Mexican.
All right. Yeah, no, you're
Brian mixes those two crews up.
What? Yeah, I mean, what does it matter?
True.
Yeah, no, you're cute. You are you hiding? Do you have big breasts? You look like you might have a
yes, I do.
You do.
I get it from my mother.
Are they real?
Yes, they're real.
No, well, you say I got them from my mother. I didn't know if she paid for the implants or.
No, I got the gene from her.
Are you wearing makeup, or did somebody punch you in the face?
I'm wearing makeup.
All right. Around
what's
your
cup size?
Oh, I like eyeliner and
I see.
Mascara.
Okay. All right.
What's your cup size?
What's my cup size? 36 double G.
Nice nips.
Are you heavy? Do you have like a big ass? I mean, because it looks like you're standing really close to your friend as if to mask the rest of your body somehow. Do you have, it's okay to say, do you have like wide hips? Are you big girl?
Hardly, no.
All right.
Well, I'd take you out. I mean, you know, you insulted me and said you saw me in Teen Beat magazine, which, of course, was offensive. You know,
why would that be offensive?
Because it's a lie.
There's hot
Tim.
Guys in there.
You can watch me.
All right,
though,
hold on 1 second.
You can, however, if chicks want to check me out, can I get a plug? A little plug on. I'll be
BrianWhitman.com.
No. On CNN. I'll be on CNN Headline News all day on Super Tuesday, which is coming up this Tuesday as they cover the elections. I'll be on the Glenn Beck Show on CNN Headline News.
That's what 19-year-old hot chicks love.
Well, no, she could check me out at least.
CNN appearances.
No, knock it off, Tim. It doesn't matter what I'm saying. You just get a chance to see me. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
All right, hold on 1 second. Laura, we're going to send you a prize for...
You try to ruin everything for me, don't
I'm not
you?
Trying to ruin it for you. I'm just saying, dude.
All I have is CNN.
It's not a good move. Say you're in Teen Beat magazine. Agree with that.
But I'm not. She was lying to me.
Who cares? I'll tell you you're going to be on Glenn Beck. Her grandmother will be watching.
She's
19 years old. She doesn't know... I bet she doesn't even know where CNN is on her dial.
I'll bang the grandmother.
Let me ask her. Hey, Laurel?
Yes.
What channel is CNN down in your cable?
All right, so I made a mistake.
Let me ask.
It's like 40-something.
Okay.
46.
Yeah. You could find me, right? If you needed to find me, you could find me.
I got to work on your move, dude. Right.
Well, then do it fast, dude.
I've got to work on it.
Because if I don't get laid soon, the depression combined with the celibacy, with the involuntary celibacy, I'm going to snap.
All right.
I should be getting laid.
I know you should be. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Back to the game, gang. If you want to see that picture, it's myspace.com/dorky, D-O-R-K-I-E, underscore 2222.
Four twos.
2222. All right, here we go.
Glenda was killed January 31st.
Fatima in El Segundo. You're on 97.1.
Glenda was killed January 31st.
It's El Sereno.
All right.
That's all right.
Fatima and El Sereno.
That's me. El Sereno. Gunman's killed on January 31st.
That is not right.
It's close. Andrew in Mission Viejo, you're on the air.
Gunman was killed January 31st.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Andrew.
Yes. God knows he will on January 31st.
No! May I give a hint?
Sure.
The Reverend Jackson is making a historical reference, or an historical reference, as that guy called
To a big name from India? Is that right?
I don't want to say any more, but...
Gandhi was killed January 31st.
There's a movie made about this guy, too.
Yes, for which the lead won an Oscar, I believe. Excuse me.
Glenda was killed January 31st.
Brian and Yorba Linda, you're on 97.1.
Glenda was killed January 31st.
I'm up a respiratory problem.
January 31st. I can't get it.
All right, dude.
Belize.
Charles in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Glenda was killed January 31st.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. How are you, Charlie?
Oh, I'm good. Gandhi was killed January 31st.
There you go.
Put your hands together like you mean that.
All right, Charles in Santa Monica nailed it. Gandhi was killed January 31st. That's today.
Today's the anniversary of Gandhi's assassination. You know, this is wild.
Who killed Gandhi?
I did not know that.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to Google it.
Gandhi was killed January 31st.
All right, we'll play a clip for you a couple of times. We'll come back and ask you what he's saying. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
I mean,
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. Right, I want
second.
You.
Say what?
To shoot Gandhi?
Yeah, I don't know who did that.
I mean, that's a real low-end thing.
All right, here we go. Here's the clip a couple times, and we'll come back and ask you what he's saying. It's the Conway and Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
dude, I'm trying to get to a goddamn break here, man.
No, but
and you
Gandhi,
keep interrupting this.
I mean, but Gandhi, it would be like shooting Mother Teresa.
All right, we'll play a slip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what he's saying. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1.
So Ben Kingsley was the actor, right? Ben Kingsley won Best Actor for Gandhi, right?
Never saw it.
In like the early 80s, right?
Never saw it. And we're live at 97.
He had a bald head, right? And he wore like a white robe, Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that it was Ben Kingsley, the actor. I think he won the Academy Award. Yeah.
It's Conway Whitman live
at 97. Did you see Ben Kingsley on The Sopranos?
Missed it. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you. Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
No! No!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. It's Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Hey, turn that up a little, Jerry.
I love this song.
What?
Why?
Ooh. The song, Shut Up. No.
No, no.
Wise men discern the sickness.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Here's the clip everybody's trying to decide. What are they saying here?
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you. Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you. Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you. Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
I think it's too long.
Yeah, and it's kind of difficult.
What it's saying is they shoot it, but they did not regret. I want you.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
No, he's talking about college basketball players. And they shoot, you know, they play basketball, but they didn't graduate.
Oh.
I want you to graduate, I think is what he says.
Let's shoot it, but they do not regret. I want you.
All right, let's try another one here.
One of my earliest acquaintances in Chicago was Reverend.
All right.
A little long, isn't it?
But I think I know what that is. And then I think it has nothing to do with basketball.
Right. Let's try this one.
The editor, some.
Okay.
Wow. That's one syllable there. He whittled that all down to one syllable.
The editor, some. The editor, some. The editor, some.
Wow. All right. Let's go with that one. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Put a pot of coffee on, gang. We could be here till 2 a.m. with this one.
The editor, some.
Oh, boy. Caleb in Bell Gardens, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The editor, some.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Can you play it again?
No!
You're out.
The editor, some.
Oh, I slipped.
Tim being benevolent.
Sorry.
Before you cut me off, I would like to ask Mr. Whitman about his appearance on the Glenn Beck program.
Is this a legitimate question, sir, or just an effort to ridicule me?
Oh, no, I'm a, No, Brian, I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm a big fan of Glenn Beck. I would really like to see that.
Yes, he's a terrific...
When are you going to be on?
Thank you, Tim. He's a terrific friend of mine. In fact, Tim and I are mentioned in his new book.
Thank you.
His latest book called An Inconvenient Book.
When are you going to be on?
I'll get to that. I have been on his television show in the past.
He doesn't care. He wants to know when you're going to be on.
On Super Tuesday, the Glenn Beck Show on Headline News CNN, they'll be doing their first ever live shows on Super Tuesday. I will be the California or at least the Los Angeles correspondent.
That's great, dude.
You know, at polling places with the big CNN van and, you know, out there talking to voters and stuff. So that will be on, I think, 4 hour time, buddy, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then maybe 6 o'clock at night. And then there's a third show that I can't do because I come here to get to work with Tim. So I'll be on the I'll be on the first two shows on Super Tuesday.
Okay, that's awesome. I'll watch that.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you. And thank you. Bye. Thank you, Tim, for the opportunity to plug the event. And I still don't
You bet, man.
Know if the man
big TV time. We got to play that on the air. We got to record that. 4 o'clock on Tuesday, right? On CNN?
I believe it is.
CNN Headline News?
CNN Headline News. It's if you have
it's like, got CNN. You got CNN Headline News.
Sure,
bet.
Right, sure you do. And it's a live show. These shows will be live. They will not be taped. Oh, wow. So if I F up, it'll be live. And I think, again, it's 4 o'clock our time. Then there's a break between 5 and 6. And then 6 to 7. And then I'll be here by,
there you
know,
we go. Seven. All right, here's the clip, gang.
The air that does some. The air that does some.
Joey in Corona Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
The air that does some.
Hey.
It's Canoga Park.
All right. Well, it's spelled Corona, so just F it. You moved.
And they got one of the nicest, newest strip clubs. You guys should come check it out. It's called Exposed.
Someone, shut up.
What is it called?
Exposed.
Is it totally nude?
Boom,
there we go. I tell you, you know, some people, they just, they think they're not on the radio, or I don't get
it. I used the whole term, man. Swore like a sailor. Mike in Rialto.
By the way, what happened to his friend there is, I think, a nice thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
But please.
Mike in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
The air that does some.
I'm blown away. I have no idea.
All right, that's what the last guy said.
That's an honest answer.
David in Hawaiian Gardens, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The air that does some.
Is it they hear that there's something?
No! Yeah.
No, it's not. That is not it.
Yeah, that's it. Congratulations.
Put your hand together. Right. Put your hand together.
All right. There he goes.
Right.
You said the editor of some, right?
Right.
The air that does some.
All right. We're done with this segment.
Okay.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Congratulations to all the winners.
Yeah, and to those on hold who did not have an opportunity to play, we're sorry, but we'll be here next Thursday night at 8 o'clock for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. If you'd like to play at home, at work, in your cubicle, just go to conwayandwhitman.com or go to 971freefm.com, and you can play the What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say home game anytime, any place. All you need is a computer to do that, so we welcome you to do just that.
Yeah. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.